organizing against mass incarceration. I was reading an interview of Ruth Wilson Gilmore, who I never heard of until now. She wrote a book entitled The Golden Gulag, which analyzes the buildup of the California prison system. She says one huge thing that happened in California is how the Department of Corrections there experimented with ways to keep prisoners from developing solidarity with each other. This made me think a bit deeper about what's happening here at Great Meadow Correctional Facility with the yard phone. There are only 35 of them here, which are claimed by different gangs and cliques. This, of course, leads to conflict among us prisoners. And now, if we get sent to solitary confinement, we get to use tablet phones for 2 to 6 hours a day, while in general population, we're lucky we get on the phone for 15 minutes a day. All of this is a recipe for disaster. It fosters disunity, division, and violence among us prisoners. The struggle against mass incarceration cannot succeed unless prisoners can develop the capacity to organize ourselves in solidarity and mutual aid to address our oppressive conditions. The lack of yard phones here only encourages predatory aggression and individualism, where the strong bully the weak instead of standing up for them. This is one of the reasons I'm fighting so hard to promote UFD behind these walls, because UFD cultivates solidarity and mutual aid among prisoners. This is Dante S. Mitchell, better known as the Infame Sekibu, reporting to you from Great Meadow Correctional Facility in Comstock, New York. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Free Dante Mitchell. Also, join the Dante Mitchell Support Committee Facebook group if you want to help support my clemency application and the work that I'm doing. Thank you for listening, and God bless.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.